This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Bro, why are you mad? Sometimes you just get asked to do things at work, even if it's not in your job description.
Yeah, it happens. You know what? I mean, I think it depends on the type of job that you've got. Certainly depends a lot on the money that you're making, right? And
yes.
What's expected of you on a daily basis, whether or not you say yes to everything or you go, wait a minute, hold up.
1-800-330-9999. What did your job ask you to do that was not in your job description? Producer John and producer Sean have been complaining lately. John, you can go first.
Yeah, Raven, you know, listen, I am not only a funny, charming person who is sought after to host many important events around our area and beyond. I'm also a professional level audio editor and producer, and yet I go get you sandwiches. I go get you sandwiches. No, you do. You need some sandwiches. You're hungry. You get very hungry. You work so hard.
I mean, listen.
You need these sandwiches.
This is part of the learning curve. Do you think that I was above getting a sandwich at any point in my life?
Man.
And you know, here's the thing is, you can hear, really, in John's voice how humble he is. He needs these humbling experiences to kind of bring him back down to earth.
Oh, yes. No, of course.
Hey, listen. Do I get your sandwich when you go?
You do get me a sandwich when you go.
All right.
You better get me a sandwich when I go.
If it's fair, but I get you a sandwich.
All right.
But I get it. It's not in your job description.
Right.
I'd probably get in trouble if the bosses do it. There's that.
Actually, you wouldn't. So we're not allowed to let the interns go get us sandwiches, but oddly enough, the producers are allowed. And I have had that meeting before, which is really strange and weird, but a real thing.
I have sent Sean down to my car dozens of times.
Yeah.
Dozens.
While we're on the subject, that's what I can't stand. You know how many times you guys come in here and you're like, hey, I forgot this in my car. Could you go get it? Why didn't you bring it in?
That's true. It's better than making you go gas it up.
Yeah. Sean is upset because he has to go down to our cars to get stuff. But the reality is that we don't have enough time in between the songs to go down to our cars. Mm. So a lot of times if I can't carry everything up, once I'm in here, I'm like trapped in the studio unless you want me to sprint. During a 3-minute song.
You know what? That'd be funny.
You know what would make it a lot better? I'll tell you what would make it a lot better if every time that Sean had to go down to your cars, you gave him a sandwich.
You know, he's got a weird thing about taking food. He does.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. What did you have to do at work that was not in your job description? Derek.
So I worked front desk at a senior citizen home for a little bit. And what I didn't know was I'd have to do my rounds to make sure they weren't, you know, messing around in dark rooms together.
No.
Oh, yeah. Things changed at the senior center.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
Yep.
It got a little frisky at times. So
yes.
I didn't know that was going to be part of that job.
I hear about this all the time. I didn't realize it was for real reels.
It's rampant.
Oh, it's for real, real.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever caught anybody?
Once in a dark dining hall, I had to ask two residents to go back to their apartments.
That is fascinating. Fascinating to me. Like, and how awkward, like, you have to be like the dad. Hey, what are you kids doing in there?
I love it.
He comes in, he turns on the lights, you know, yeah. They jump back.
I'll come in blindfolded, but I'll shout it out loud anyways.
1-800-330-9999. What wasn't in your job description, but you had to do it anyway? What's the thing you got asked to do at work that is not in your job description? 1-800-330-9999.
You know, back in the day, I don't even think that this would ever come up, right? You had a job, you had a boss, and they told you to do something, even if it was terrible, you usually just did it.
I mean, I could think about 7,000 things that I've had to do that certainly were not in my job description, but you want to know what? This is what it is, right?
Yeah. And our boss would ask us anything.
I mean, I had a rappel off a 27-story building. Never when I signed that first contract where they're like, there may be a time where you're asked to jump off a building. Never.
Right. I flatly said no.
Ellen, you had a job where you were asked to do something that wasn't in the description?
It was at a funeral home, And I thought it was just a front desk reception type of job. And I said, well, can you just tell me what my job responsibilities would be? And they said, yes, you would have to bring the flowers in when they're delivered, take calls, vacuum. Come on, they said, and just check on the bodies.
Check
make sure they're still there.
Check. Yeah. Where are they going to go?
Oh, you give them a once-over. You give them a look. Make sure nothing crazy is going on.
No.
I said, I don't have a license for that. What do you mean? And they said, well, just check to see if they're drooling or if they're shifted in any way.
Right.
And I said, well, I don't have to touch them or anything, right? And they said, oh, no, just call us.
That's great.
I got a call for a second interview, but I didn't take the job.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Alan.
Hey, Jennifer, what did you have to do that wasn't in your job description?
Well, I do bookkeeping. So in this case, I went to somebody's house to do it, and their dog got loose, and they weren't home. So they called me and asked me if I would go retrieve the dog. So I had to go out on a highway and catch their dog and bring it back home.
Meanwhile, you thought you were using QuickBooks and just going to be in and out and do some bookkeeping. What?
And on top of it, the dog had run through like a brook, so it was covered with mud.
Oh,
nice. So I had to put this muddy dog in my car and bring it back home.
You know what? I love you for doing it, though.
Yes.
I mean, go above and beyond. Look at you sticking your neck out there. Not easy crossing a highway to go find a dog. You did it anyways.
I mean, you would only do it for a dog.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. A grown human. Forget it. Get on their own.
Anybody else.
Right.
Mitchell, what did your job make you do that was not in your job description?
I actually had to take my boss's son as my intern for an entire semester. And he was the worst intern you could possibly ask for.
That's rough.
It happens so much.
Yeah, that is
a
tough spot, right?
Yep.
Because you know that your boss is thinking of you as a special type to handle this. Either that, your boss is thinking of you as a nobody.
Hmm.
It's one or the other,
yeah.
Right? Like your boss either has a good understanding and respect of who you are and believes that maybe you can actually do something better for his son or at least be tolerable. And so, you know, he's trusting you with that. Or your boss doesn't care at all about how you feel. He looks at you as a stepping stone or a curb, basically, out there on the street for him to wipe his shoe off of after he stepped in something. And that something is his son.
Even though you have to, quote unquote, treat them like everybody else, you never treat them like everybody else.
Of course not.
Of course not.
No,
yes.
Of course not.
Yeah, that's tough.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, just, you know, a little justice. I do have my boss's job now, so.
Okay.
Right,
well, that worked out. Right.
It all worked out.
Yeah, don't do that to somebody else with your less than ambitious son.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.